Put it to the mic.
Them hands, the boom fam boom binker, the Tyson nigga off the thumb bump my sleeper.
The blow.
Boom bop bing 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 bing
bing
bing bing bing bing
bing. West Coast boys be wildin', boy.
Oh god.
My god. Okay.
That boy making a fire, man.
Let me get some of that.
Welcome to the official podcast. Oh, sorry. Welcome to the Cooked official podcast with your host, Zeus in the building.
Dibble.
Lindo next door. And today we are accompanied by my boy, our boy.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Lottie in the building, you know what I'm saying?
You feel me?
Yes, sir. Ski.
Yeah. Okay, then. We went to high school together, which is crazy.
Yeah, bro. We used to sit. I have videos literally of us sitting next to each other, like talking about crazy stuff.
But we were talking about like Uzi. We were talking. It was mostly about music. It
yeah.
was crazy.
We talked a lot about music.
It was a lot about music. And then I told him that I wanted to become a DJ. This is not. And I think you wanted to become a rapper too. That's how we connected.
Yeah.
So that was pretty raw. I really fuck with that genuine connection that we have together.
Yeah.
And for that, we're gonna toast it up.
For sure.
Okay, this is bottle.
By the way, before you pour it, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I just wanted to say to all y'all boys, like, I ain't gonna lie, I'm proud of y'all. Like, just what y'all like being able to do from the growth from our very first episode to where we at now, where y'all at now. Zeus doing his thing, David. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, Lindo, everybody. Like, I'm proud of y'all boys. Like, for real, like.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
we're trying our hardest. Now, bro, you didn't even like intro it correctly. He's part of the team.
Yeah. Crew member introduction is now.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Bro is the fourth member of the Cook Podcast. Mm-hmm. I feel like we've definitely needed like that. We were just missing something, and we went to a lunch about like Saturday.
Yeah.
And we were just like conversating and. I got to know him, and I instantly, bro.
Bro. Instantly, homie's a vibe.
Yeah,
I swear,
yeah. Bro.
I was like, it just worked, and he already does his YouTube thing, and so he's already in that content mindset, and the way he was just spewing ideas and all this, like, it was just instant. Like, bro, I already knew.
Yes, sir, yeah.
You're mad talented. You got like a good personality.
Appreciate
like, bro.
It,
bro.
Appreciate y'all boys. I am Lottie. Go subscribe, y'all boys. We loading stuff up.
I was saying like when Zeus was telling me about him before I even met him, and then like when I actually met him, I think like that same week me and him shot content together.
Yeah, yeah. And y'all instantly clicked.
Yeah, we in the trenches. Whoa. Yeah, okay. we
I didn't
mean
to do that.
Hey, yeah.
All right. I'll just play that.
But nah, every time he in the city,
definitely told you we all got glasses, courtesy of Dibble. You know
God
what I'm saying?
Damn, this shit's fucking dope.
Bomba.
Actually,
yeah, don't make sure not to hit it.
Oh, well, was, I mean, that wasn't the goal. I was trying to go around it.
Actually, courtesy of Dollar Tree.
Oh, God.
For real? Dollar Tree snap low key.
Y'all boys like Stella Rosa, though, right? Y'all boys.
Yeah.
It's a good pick, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right, I'm just making sure, like, you know what I'm saying?
Stella Rose sound like a baddie.
It do, you know what I'm saying? But yep. that just mean we on our curtsy, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
yep.
Not,
demure.
You know, demure, very demure.
I'm dead.
Nah, yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I had to, though. I was
you
like,
know, do you know how to measure a wine glass?
How you do
what?
It?
What?
You gotta, like, put your, like, three fingers like this, and that's how you, like, that's how you correctly measure, like, wine. Here. Like, so, quarter to a glass. Yeah.
So I can't say the word, but you are an S word. I'm sorry. I got every time, bro, we'll be just eating. It could be, I don't know, Chef Boyardee. And Zeus would come out and say some S-word stuff. He'd be like, did you know that Chef Boyardee, when you eat it at the same, I'm like, dude, why do you know this?
He's
so locked in.
He's the type of motherfucker to look at a wine. He's like, oh, it has hints of
What?
Wood, like
bro,
mahogany.
Zeus can make Four Loko look demure. I promise.
No,
I promise.
Bro,
I
swear.
I promise you can. Don't let him fool y'all, bro.
On the topic of like food, bro, like legit, bro, he could take some like
regular shit.
No, let me tell you, when we was at that Korean spot, he actually put me onto that spot.
Yeah, he was snapping.
This man literally took the spatula and everything. Like, he was like literally cooking everybody meal. Like,
we
was like, okay, that boy, you know what I'm saying? Thing catching on fire and stuff, whoosh, right in front of us. Like, all right.
My dumb ass jumped. I said, hold on now.
Oh,
what you invite me to?
You know what I'm saying?
I was like, y'all never seen fire before? Like,
that boy was snapping.
Hey, that angle.
Who doing the toast?
Oh, when we were
oh, you're right.
That's actually good.
I was already
we got to have a toast.
But before we do the toast, make sure to put the cap on.
Y'all boys,
on
pass
that.
The cap down.
No cap.
I'm scared I might not catch it.
Yeah,
so,
no cap.
I ain't been
literally
lately.
Yeah, don't spill it. Smooth going to chew us up.
I was watching.
All right, so
toast?
What we on?
For new motion.
New motion.
New motion.
New lotion. New motion.
New lotion. Cocoa butter. New lotion.
And cocoa butter.
What did you just put me on? Yeah. Bro just put me on. I'm not going
to
lie. Yeah.
Adding trust. Smelling good.
What is it? EOS?
EOS.
That EOS.
Cashmere.
Toast.
It will never
EOS.
Fail you. I'm telling you. It'll never fail you.
Tight. Having him in this table is pretty fire. I'm not gonna lie. In this conversation,
For sure,
it's pretty cool.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, after all that,
burger.
What do you say? Oh, for sure.
For sure.
Bro, every time y'all say the for sure, I think of Cash Cobain. Y'all ever hear his ad libs? Like, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah. He be snapping at me.
It's Slizzy.
He be killing me, bro.
Slizzy vibes.
Bro, it's crazy. I don't know if I'm late or like I've. Bro, you know he made like a subgenre, sexy drill.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's been like going on before him or he's the main guy.
I think he's the main guy who created it.
I think he is too.
Yeah.
He made it more like smooth.
Yeah. Real demure drill. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's his sound. For the ladies. I don't hear no one else doing that, so.
It's definitely for the ladies, like, you know what I'm saying? You in that New York scene and you outside, you know, and it's a lot of girls outside. You know, New York girls not really, you know, that sweet. Like, you know, they're a little tough. So it's like kind of like, you know, putting them like, you know, yo, y'all boys just vibe, like, you know, just dance, like, you know what I'm saying?
Dude, they're mad culture, bro. Yeah. They have a lot of culture. And they I really fuck with New York just because of that, because they have so much culture, like, between that. And Tally, I mean, that Tally in New York is totally different.
Yeah.
It's totally different.
I ain't gonna lie, this drip good.
Barely
drip. Yeah, it's kind of too good.
Yeah, I don't know, like, am I tweaking? Like, this is actually good. Like, I
second round of shots? Oh, and let me chill out.
You bugging.
But didn't you say something about, like, Cash Cobain, like, he wasn't, like, the most popular in New York?
No.
Like, people really don't like him.
It's crazy because when I went to New York,
my bad, y'all. I was drinking when he was talking.
You know that one student when they get in trouble.
My bad, y'all. I didn't know y'all saw me. That's on me.
Okay. Anyways. Anyway.
I didn't do it.
You was talking about what's his name?
It's Cash Cobain. Yeah, okay. Cash Cobain. So when I went to New York, they were showing me like their drill, like their music, because you know how like here in Tally we listen to Florida music basically, and when I show them Florida music, they're not necessarily comfortable with it. They're more into their
What's Florida music?
You know, like
Kodak. Essentially Bossman D-Lo.
Boston.
What's the guy who made the song with Lil Baby? Something goat. How do you say his name?
42 Doug?
No. The other dude.
Oh my gosh, I feel so bad. I don't know.
Don't need no security for their life. That one dude.
Oh, Hot Boy.
Hot Boy.
Oh, that's Florida. Hot Florida. Yeah. JD Youngin.
Yeah, all them boys. Yeah.
That's them. Them for New York, it's like you got Pop, you got Sleepy Hollow, you got what's it called? What's some boy's name that made Bent?
Oh,
I don't know. That's crazy. Y'all don't judge
me. That's crazy. He'd be the main guy that knows this shit.
And I do. It's like, really I'm better with, like, singing a song. Like, you got to sing it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or, like, you know what?
Yeah, I don't know. Bro. Like, the point is, when I told them about, like, Cash Cobain, they fuck with him, but, like, they're not, like, crazy about it.
Well, when you hear Cash Cobain,
it's just another homie from the block.
Facts, yeah.
This is what they, like, used to. It's like us seeing Boston.
Yeah.
You feel me? When they hear Boston, they're like, yo, you guys got Boston?
Speaking of Boston, my coworker just told me he got he was fighting someone at the mall.
I've seen that. But I think they were play fighting though.
Really?
Yeah, I mean I saw the video as they were BSing. You talking about when they were grappling in that one clothing store?
I don't know.
I saw that.
I didn't
video.
Even see it, but y'all shit, gotta see that. I hope he's all right, bro. Like shit.
No,
that shit probably corrupt him.
Do you love me?
That's true. Sure.
I got my back.
Hey, bro. Like as big as he is, like I salute him for just walking around as freely as he does.
For real.
Well, I mean, he's from here.
I know he's so from here, but like still, bro, he's fucking massive.
Mm. Yeah.
And like pause, he's that. Yeah. Pause.
Nah, but that I do agree with you, bro. Cause like not like if you're in Los Angeles And like you see, Just is a whole different like person.
Oh, he's like
that's Justin. A whole different celebrity like level. Yeah.
Wait, who you was about to say?
Justin Bieber.
Oh, I thought you was gonna say like,
bro. They be camping out that man crib. You can't put him in the same category. Yeah,
that's not the same category. That's not the same. Let's say, dude, this one like already hitting me. Who do we compare that to? Snoop Boston. Dog.
Nope.
Well, Boston is essentially like a hometown hero, technically. So you gotta compare another hometown hero. That's like Kodak and Broward.
Fuck.
Kodak now is like, if you see Kodak, it's like, yo, that's Kodak.
Yeah. Are you talking about like West Coast, like
a hometown hero for just, West Coast?
Anyone. Oh, like Shoreline Mafia.
Okay, let's
like,
do Shoreline.
Like OGZ.
Yeah, OGZ. Yeah. Let's do OGZ.
What about G-Eazy?
Jeezy.
Love Jeezy, bro.
Mm-hmm. But like he just hit his heart.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Cash Cobain could roam the streets of New York. Like
correct.
You said.
Yeah, yeah, like he could roam like Boston. Yeah,
certain streets.
Between him and like, he's just Ice cool Spice, everybody, yeah. Like that's different.
What about Chris Brown?
Hell no.
Nah.
Chris Brown not safe in any area. They're gonna try to get on his ass.
That's megastar.
Yeah, you know them girls be drooling about Chris Brown. He
but like Boston,
nowhere.
Like it's pretty cool. Like we've seen him in the fair.
Yeah.
He's a cool, he's a chill dude.
Yeah, I saw that video. That was lit.
He was like just calm and like he was there with his son.
That shit was so funny. Like that interaction, because we were just walking, bro. We were just like, man, we got to make another video. Like because we were shooting content the whole time, Max. Yeah. We were shooting rides, like fair. Like we were on fair rides. And we were shooting interviews on the fair rides. And we were like, man, we need, like, interviews of, like, people, you know, walking around the fair. Yeah. Like, we were literally talking about that when we passed Boston. And we're like, Boston's right here, and we're just walking. And we walk past him, and we all look at each other like...
That's Boston, ain't
that's
it?
That's Boston. And then we, like, step back. We literally step back and we're like, yo, what's up, Boston?
No, that's not how it happened.
That's not how it happened. You know how we ran into him? He was taking a picture and I walked across it.
Right.
And I was like, yo, my fault, G. And he was like, nah, brother, you good. And I looked up, I was like, all right, for sure, you chill as hell for that. And I looked up, I said, Boston? Like, it took me a second. I was like, I looked at Zeus and Zeus was like, mm-hmm, it's Boston. It's Boston. Because Zeus was real cool about it. I looked at David and he was like, that's Boston. That's definitely Boston.
Yeah, like, we need to go back.
Yeah, and I was like...
Not even, bro.
Yeah, I went, bro.
Bro.
They were like, yo, bro, you think we should get a video with
them? Of course.
Get a video with... I'm like, bro, go. Mm-hmm. And they were like, nah. And I'm like...
Well, you got to think about it. Like, he got his little entourage. Yeah. I didn't want to run down on the dude.
That don't matter.
You don't want to be grabbed by the collar.
Yeah,
you know what
I'm saying? Like, try to run down on Drake. The way we ran down on Boston, try to run down on Drake like that.
Facts.
You're getting pummeled. No, you're getting pummeled. You feel me?
You're getting
so I had this conversation like, should we... Boop, bop, binker.
Exactly.
So I said, yo, should we interview him? I didn't want to, you know what I'm saying? But he was a super chill guy. I ain't going to lie.
That's what's up. I wonder where he get the name Boston from. Like, is it because of Boston Market? Because like, you know, the food... Like, you know, because Boston Market is a popular restaurant here.
It is.
In Florida. Yep. So it's like, you know, you stay in you're from Tallahassee. Like, why Boston? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, are you technically raised in Boston? Or, like, did you, like you know what I'm saying?
Fuck with Boston Market.
Did you with Boston Market? Because they got some really good mac and cheese. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, they got some good gravy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just being honest, bro. Like,
great.
I want to know where he get it from. Like, I want to know where he get it.
I should ask him that.
Boston, so, bro, if you ever see this, like, please, like, tell us, like, where you get that from?
Homie ain't going to see your pod.
Yeah. He viewed our story, though.
You don't know that. Him right now, he probably just gonna look at it.
All right,
you don't know that. He might see it.
I would see it, but if he sees it, he's gonna be like,
type shit.
Cool. That's it. Yeah. That's right. Cool though. That's cool. I mean, if we ever get a chance to like interview him,
yeah. Have y'all ever had Boston?
I'm not going to lie. I mean, I'm not going to pull out my phone now, but when I got home that day, I was like, nah, if I get a second chance at Boston, which I believe we will, because Boston, like I said, he be roaming the world. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have questions lined up, like actual questions this time.
Okay. Specifically for Boston.
He was mad nervous.
Yeah, I was. Half the time, I was just making sure I didn't move wrong or something like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know how his entourage is, but I didn't know he was cool until then. You know what I'm saying? Now I know. So I was like, let me make some questions for next time so I'm not like shitting my pants. I'm going to ask him some good questions. And where he got his name from was one of the questions.
Yeah.
Because it is a unique name. I'll give him that.
I like that one, though.
Mm-hmm. So that's dope. Speaking of them, Boston.
What?
Oh, you give me the side eye. What's up?
Wait, why are you looking at me like that?
You were like, speaking of, were you going to segue into
something? No, yeah, I was definitely going to segue into something. Well, we're on the music topic already. So, I mean, this is a completely different genre. But I wanted to talk about it anyway. Y'all fuck with the Bad Bunny album?
Bro, do I fuck with the Bad Bunny album?
I just said it's a completely different genre.
But I listened to that shit five times.
But I wanted
times.
To talk about it.
No, wait, stop, stop.
Five
stop,
times.
Stop, stop. Okay. What?
What?
How are you going to be like, so speaking of Boston...
Because we're talking about music.
I was about to say.
Boston, yeah. Bad Bunny.
I thought Celtics was coming.
No. I hate the Celtics.
I'm about to get some more of this.
But since we're on the music topic, like.
This junk is good.
Bad Bunny shit is all over the place. Y'all listening to it?
Dude, yes. Bro. But I have to. I got to listen to it. So yeah. Latino, so I have to do that.
It's like an obligation.
No, but I generally think that like his album really hit the roof.
Yeah.
It hit the roof. Like it really, like for culture wise, it hit the roof.
What's your favorite Bad Bunny song?
It has to be the Nuevo something. Bro, yes, I'm so bro, sorry whoever's looking at this. Like I know I can't get it like straight. No, that's the first song. It's like the third song.
What about yours?
Nueva York is pretty cool. Nueva York.
Oh, it's the Bale something. Is it number three?
That's two, I think.
What's your favorite?
No, I thought Bale was number three.
Your favorite Bad Bunny song?
I don't speak Spanish, so I don't even know like the.
I got you. I love the melody. I love the melody into this. I wish you can hear it through the headphones on Jayden, but
what's the name of the song? It's called
Oh, Perfumito Nuevo. That's what it's called. I'm gonna play it out loud.
I know that. Yeah,
it's hard. It sounds.
You hear
like
that?
Yeah, I can hear it. It sounds like it go.
My favorite one is the third one, but that song is good too.
Yeah.
In the club, that's going awesome. Hard. I know. In the club, awesome. I know that was going hard. What's your favorite song?
I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's the third song on there.
Mine is like the sixth or seventh. I don't know how to pronounce it either.
I love a lot of them, bro.
Honestly, I love the whole album, bro. I just like listen to it while I design. Bro, it's so good.
Mine's is Moscow Mule. I'm sorry.
That's not even in the album.
That's
my favorite song.
Okay. Oh, bro. We're talking about Bad Bunny overall song, and y'all gonna hate me for this. But it's Effect though.
Facts.
For real?
You guys got like the mainstream radio.
Yeah. Oh, I thought we were naming mainstream. If we're not talking about mainstream song.
But y'all listen to the album, so
What's the other song on there? Ratito. I like that song too.
Un Ratito?
Yeah.
What about Coquito?
Oh, and Booker T.
Booker T's fire.
Booker T. Vete.
Vete's fire.
That's a very sad song cool. I heard. So
personally, dude, it's so hard for me to like name a good Bad Bunny song because he has a lot of bangers.
Yeah.
Like, he has a lot.
He does it, bro.
There's Bad Bunny phase, rapping phase Bad Bunny, like in the beginning.
And then there's trap era?
Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? And there's now miss. Bad Bunny.
Honestly, I considered like a little bit maybe to go on his tour, like to one of his shows.
It was good. I know like, a lot of people went.
Yeah, a lot of people tell me that his like tour, like just go see him live is amazing.
It's amazing.
Because
yeah,
he brings true. Like.
He got the energy.
Bro, literally, I could feel his fucking aura through my phone.
Yeah.
Like, bro's fucking aura is so strong.
And he always has like a scene. Like, not sorry, scene. Like, he has like a really cool setup.
Yeah.
Like, for the stage.
Yeah.
Like, for.
Oh, yeah.
What's it called? Dude, I should know this. What's it called? Un Verano Sin Ti, the one with like the
freaking, heart.
Yeah, the heart. The mic had the heart. The whole like stage was like beach.
It was
like,
vibe.
It was
hard.
Pretty cool.
That's tough.
Is the one after that? Nadie sabe lo que va a pasar mañana, which is the one with the horse.
That's a good album.
Like he went in on stage with the mask, and like it had like the. Damn, it's been a minute since I even like remember this. Basically, he's a good performer.
He locks in. He really brings the show, bro.
No, I feel like I've never been to a big concert like that. Like,
me neither. I've never went either.
Yeah, I mean, there's confetti everywhere. Like, he's bringing the whole show.
Definitely, like, experience something like that. Like, I've never been to like a big like arena concert before. Mm-mm,
me neither.
Especially modern age, like 2025. See how. What the hype is about? Like, why is everybody going to these shows?
Got it. So we're going to one of those Usher things because he's on a concert still, right?
Usher. We were talking about Bad Bunny, not Usher, but
Usher's touring right now.
Oh, he is on tour, right?
He's still touring. He walking around putting cherries in people's mouths.
Look,
okay. Do you want a cherry put in your mouth?
Hey, I didn't say that. I'm saying that's what he's been doing.
I know. And then you were like, "That could be me."
No, hell no. I'm just saying that's what he was doing.
Dun, 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 dun. That could be me.
But honestly, I'd pick Bad Bunny over Usher. So like,
I can't co-sign. What about Chris Brown?
Oh, he's right. He is going on tour.
Yeah, what about Chris Brown and Usher?
I can't co-sign that.
Huh? All right. Chris what about Brown Lil Wayne? He's coming to Tallahassee.
Oh yeah, Lil Wayne. We're gonna all
go to that. Lil Wayne is coming to Tallahassee.
And Quavo. That's
with Quavo.
Quavo.
Bro, it's so crazy because before, like that tour was announced. Before that tour was announced, I was like, man, I want to see Lil Wayne, like, because I was just listening to like his whole.
How y'all feel about the what's called it, like him not being in the Super Bowl? Yeah. In New Orleans, like,
honestly, the
crazy
whole Super Bowl, like, man, I feel like, honestly, Lil Wayne not having the opportunity to play at the Super Bowl, I ain't tripping. Not because I don't like Lil Wayne, but like, I think they just kind of pick
who's trending,
whoever's trending in that. What's that sound?
I'm not entirely sure, but you can't be mad at it since it's, you know, it's good marketing.
Sorry, I had like I heard. Bro,
yeah, I heard like a.
You know, like it'll give me like a squeeze. Yeah. Like I don't know if they picked it up or anything. It felt like it was someone's gonna fart. Like I swear to God, like, it was like.
I was hoping it wasn't that.
Wait, did they announce who's gonna be in the Super Bowl?
Not yet. Oh, okay. No, it's Kendrick.
It's just Kendrick. Yeah. But yeah, but it was a big thing about Lil Wayne not being able to host it because, you know, he's from New Orleans and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like, okay, you know I didn't saying? Know that. That's cool.
Yeah, like me personally, because, yeah, like I guess because Jay-Z and.
A bunch of industry politics. Like, yeah.
But you got to think about it.
It's a lot of it, David, for real.
A lot of people are also upset because Kendrick was just there. You remember when they did the whole Cali vibe thing? They had. Who they had? They had Snoop.
No, I don't, they had Kendrick wasn't a part of it.
I swear Kendrick
it was
a part
Snoop
of
Dogg,
it.
Dr. Dre, Eminem, and somebody.
Nah,
else.
Bro, I'm pretty sure Kendrick was on that. Kendrick was on that.
Was it Kendrick?
Yeah. Kendrick was on that.
Kendrick was on it.
Yeah.
That's not fair, bro. See, that's not fair. That's not fair, bro. Yeah. Like, so that's like deliberate disrespect.
But you
like,
can't be mad that Kendrick just finds a way to stay relevant.
Beat you and had the Bible of God watching.
You feel me?
You know what I'm saying?
Squabble up. Like, bro, like, tell Lil Wayne to squabble up if he wanted
for
that
real.
Bad.
Like, but I ain't gonna lie though, bro. Like, they kind of did Lil Wayne dirty. But I ain't gonna lie, they is saying like, you know, they don't really want to hear Lil Wayne going there talking about some like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't really don't want to like hear all that.
BCF, baby.
Like, they don't really want to hear all that. Like,
yeah, not right now.
I ain't got no worries.
Yeah,
I ain't got no
worries. But I ain't gonna lie, y'all sleeping.
Oh my
sleeping
god, bro, the video, like the videos afterwards would go crazy, bro.
Well, for Weezy or for Kendrick?
Weezy.
Yeah, of course. Like, for sure.
For sure.
Lil Wayne is literally like the goat of rap, bro. Like, yeah, I'm sorry.
He
like,
going at
that's why, Lollipop, bro, that's why March 6th, we got to go to that.
Let's do it. Yeah. Let's do it. Oh,
and I
want to
be like, or even, I already checked tickets. It's like 100-something bucks.
For who?
What's the tickets looking like?
150 bucks. But like you're getting like front. That's 150 for.
I just need to be in the vicinity.
For 100 ball, I can pull out my phone and play close. Lollipop right Look, now.
Yeah,
like, she wanna. I can do that like, right now. Weezy, I love you, cuh. But 100 ball. I'll see Kendrick for 100 ball.
I'll see Travis Scott for 100 ball. I'll see Travis Scott for 100 ball.
Yeah.
I'll probably go 200.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, 300.
I love Weezy.
Matter of fact, 400.
For Travis,
five. I'll do five.
Travis right now
you do
playing
Travis
Utopia.
Scott
you want to see that for 300? Utopia?
Hold up.
Yeah, true.
$100 to see Lil Wayne, though.
It's a steal, but
I think it's a steal because you get to also
you get to
see
Quavo. Yeah.
A 2-for-1. All right. Respectable.
If it was.
That's the lowest you're going
to get.
Yeah,
if you get the buy one, get one deal for that one.
They got buy one, get one
deal. I'm mad they put my boy Weezy on a BOGO.
So
but
you buy Quavo, you get Lil Wayne.
For real? How to go?
Or no, it's going to be like, okay, you buy Lil Wayne, you get
you
Quavo.
You get Quavo.
Buy one, get one.
Are you serious? Yeah, so they're doing like a 2-for-1.
Yeah, so like.
I ain't going to lie, though.
So if like 1-for-100.
What you
going to
go there for like? My mama come see me. Post Malone not there. Like, bro, like, let's be real, bro. That's the little song.
Quavo got a few songs. That's a banger.
Quavo that guy. Quavo that guy.
Working me. She working me.
Yeah, Quavo that guy.
And that a banger, though.
Yeah, that's a guy.
But it ain't nothing.
Y'all tripping, bro.
It ain't exciting me how.
But it's not even, okay. It's not even like, I just want to go to Lil Wayne just because, like,
he's an OG.
Like, he's an OG,
Lil Wayne is the GOAT, bro.
But not for 100 ball.
You know, he's literally on Sticky. So like
he's on Sticky.
Yeah.
Sticky.
I didn't even get to his verse though. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
Lollipop Forever.
Ow. That song is trending, and he didn't even know he's on Sticky again. Yeah.
Did you even?
Bro, no. I love Tyler the Creator. I always love Tyler the Creator, bro. Like I'm with you though on that wave. Like saying like they like just now trying to like get him big. Like the man Ben got it. Like, but I ain't gonna lie, when I heard Sticky, I was like, all right, skip. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I can't co-sign that. The way Glorilla snapped on that bitch.
She snapped. She did snap.
Bro, what?
She did. But it's just like,
was when it after you got to sexy? We're like, beep.
You know what's funny? I did that a lot with Sexy Red. Whenever Sexy Red would come on a track, I'd be jamming and you hear Big Sexy. And I'd be like, damn, I gotta skip the song now.
Nah, for real.
But like, I did that with Rich Baby Daddy. And I was tripping. Hell no, skipped it. A week later, I'm in my shower jamming Rich Baby Daddy.
No, for it's always like that though.
Rich Baby Daddy grew on me.
I feel like with Sexy, it's like a hit or miss.
It's a hit or miss. It's a
huge hit or
miss. Yeah, yeah. Because we're guys. Like, at the end of the day, like, bro, we can't be around here.
I'm not saying her sound is just repetitive, but not good repetitive. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, we have to be careful with the lyrics that we sing when it comes to Sexy. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, yes, it's very hit or miss because we're guys.
I'm not walking around saying dreadheads do it the best.
You know what I mean? Like, we can't be around here.
That's not the mirror. But I'm also going to say, you know,
we can't be around here. Like, you know what I'm saying? We can't be doing that. We can't do that. You know what I'm saying?
No, you are. You're right.
He's so right. It's hit or miss. And I'm okay with that gamble. I'm okay with that gamble.
Facts.
S-E-X-Y-Y-R-D.
Hey, Zeus said it. Hey, Zeus said it, not me.
No, honestly, I fought with Sexy Red's music. It just, like, it really just depends. I feel like she's a good feature.
Oh, for sure.
She's 100% good feature.
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah.
But for sure.
Hey, she came to Tally too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
She's not coming back, though.
Okay.
She's coming back. She ain't definitely coming back.
Why she not coming back, David?
Because, okay, so she played at Potbelly's, right?
Ruby Rose came too.
Yeah, and apparently one of the security guards or someone on someone's team, like, groped her.
Facts.
Yeah.
Serious? Sort of
yeah. Yeah. And, you know, after that, she's probably like, fuck Tallahassee. Never coming back here. So, like, yeah.
See, this is why we can't have nothing just here, why, y'all. I gotta chill.
That's why we can't have anything nice, bro.
Like, I mean, Bobby Smurder coming. That's nice.
I mean, bro. Yeah, I can't see Bobby.
But it's Bobby Smurder. Wait, what? Like,
Bobby
Bitch. Is this week?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
He's going to be out of town.
He's literally coming tomorrow.
Wait, where he going
to
be at, though?
No, Pods.
He's going to be at Pods?
Yeah.
Wait, that's where you got to be tomorrow.
We got to have a hat. We got to get hats.
You out of town thugging with your round. You going to be DJing.
Bro, I can't go.
Why?
Because I work Wonky Town, bro.
Bro,
it's just me and you. We going to have to thug again.
Bro, I'm telling you guys. That's where you get content. Because when they made Soulja Boy content,
they were dressed up as Soulja Boy.
They were dressed up as
Soulja
Boy. So
now people
Soulja
are going to dress up as the hot nigga.
You got to do like the. Like,
we got to get the hats. The hats. We got to have our hats.
Hold on. You saw when he performed this for his label and he was on the table? That shit was so fire, bro. Robbie's him. I'm sorry, bro.
Yeah. Dude, I am so. Bro, I'm so mad I'm missing that. Oh, yeah. I'm getting that bag. Getting that back.
What a designer came.
Bitch, I'm Bobby with the
designer,
talking
bro.
Talking about Timmy Turner.
We left that man in like 2016,
bro.
Dog.
Bro,
like,
rapped about a panda and disappeared.
Yeah, bro. Panda,
panda. Bro, I thought he was rapping. I thought it was gonna be the Kung Fu Panda theme song. Yeah. The way he was rapping about that shit.
I was in the back of the bus bumping that shit.
Timmy
Turner.
Bro, that song used to give me nightmares, bro.
Yes, bro. Imagine hearing that 3 o'clock at night. Dark, Timmy, in your grandma's Timmy house. Yeah. It's just you.
Bro, just like spitting random ass shit. It's like he has Tourette's. Do you think he has Tourette's? Do you think designer has Tourette's? Like, that's David. Why he did all that shit?
David. Nah, David. You're wild for that. And he asks it, do you think he has Tourette's? After he accuses him of having it, do you think he has Tourette's?
Have y'all seen him, like, in an interview?
He be looking like he owns.
Okay. It's like a mixture of, like, Tourette's and Parkinson's. I don't know if you know what Parkinson's is.
I don't. I really don't.
Okay, so who's worse, designer or y'all keep up with Orlando Brown?
Oh, nah. Orlando
the guy
Brown
from
for
That's
sure.
a Raven?
Orlando Brown's way worse.
Bro, yo, this guy.
Orlando Brown's way worse, bro. Like, literally, if Orlando Brown was here, he'll literally gobble this whole mic. I'm not gonna lie. Like,
Orlando Brown
in one take
is a tweaker. I promise you, he's a tweaker.
He's the biggest tweaker.
Oh, my gosh.
He's worse than Charleston White.
Yeah. The thing about Charleston White is he ain't even crazy. He's just blunt. Yeah. And that's why I like his humor.
To answer your question, Parkinson's is like.
We should not be laughing.
Okay.
We should not be laughing.
Okay. Parkinson's is like. I guess it's like a disease where, like, you just can't stop moving. Like, you can't stop moving.
Bro, Bro, David, stop, bro. Bro.
As soon as he said stop, it's a disease and you can't stop moving, I automatically thought about Zeus holding that glass cup for him like this.
Okay. It's a disease where you can't stop moving. So, like, that's why I brought it up.
Oh, my God.
That was so bad.
Like, yeah. I mean, he might have it. I'm not going to. Nah, David's trying to get me canceled. I'm not even going to talk about it.
He don't got it.
No. Cancel culture.
Yeah, oh, my God.
But so, how y'all boys' day was, though? Like, how y'all boys' day was?
After we just accused the man of having Tourette's.
It was straight.
How's your day, though?
Yep. I went to work. I rock climbed. Cause
you rock climbed today?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me?
My bad.
I can see Jada rock climbing.
You want to go?
Yeah, bro.
I got you.
Hell yeah. I like activities, bro.
Yeah. That's my activity.
For real?
You know? Yeah.
Bro, let's do it.
They got a membership. Bro, I spend $80 a month.
Yeah, we can go get burgers afterwards. Like, what's up, dude?
I spend $80 a month on rock climbing.
Are you serious? So it's like extreme rock climbing. Like, we going. Extreme rock climbing. Like, are we going high as hell?
I mean, you can, but like where I usually rock climb, it's called a boulder room, and it's just like, I mean, you could get to the top and you could jump down on the mats and you'll be fine.
Do they like buckle us in like the little kiddie
strap?
Like,
nah. There's something called auto belay, which you buckle in, and then the boulder room, which is just like freehand, like you're not
freehands with no straps.
Yeah, no
and that's
straps.
What you do.
Pause. Yeah, but
you're
it's
crazy.
Okay, it's like 6 feet. Like
it's like oh, that's not bad.
No, not 6 feet. More like 10.
All right, see, now
but like
you
could jump from 10 and like you can be fine because they're mad.
Do you do it drinking? Like, do you drink and go do it? That'd be fun.
Yeah, I
that
mean, would if you want to end up in the ER, yeah.
I mean, we should do it. Life's short.
The thing is, like, it's such a small community and gym. I feel like they would be a little disappointed if I went super fucking drunk.
Not super.
Yeah,
like just a little.
I think it's like. I think it's one of the rules where you can't drink and climb.
Oh,
like,
oh yeah, it does
say
that.
Yeah,
it's a
it
rule.
You can't do it in time. Yeah, I would assume rule.
Yeah,
so.
It's like
but
a rule.
But that would be so lit though, like if we did
because
that.
It's such a small like tough community where it's like they don't want to
like they have a group chat and everything.
What? I don't know about that.
But everybody basically kind of
knows everybody.
Everybody,
yeah. Everybody
like, guys,
knows everybody.
Rock climbing 3 o'clock. Don't be late. You know what I mean?
We're getting
like,
drunk.
Yeah, I'm be there.
Yo, maybe we should do like a rock climbing episode.
Yeah, rock climbing.
Like the whole bowling. Crew like rock climbs and
that's just not difficult, bro.
Bowling?
Bowling?
No, not bowling.
Bro.
Not bowling.
Rock climbing?
Bro, you
rock
know what's climbing. Crazy? I used to be like
an animal.
A professional.
Professional?
Yeah, professional.
Bro, you gotta teach me the tricks.
Bro, like I'm saying like I average like 180 to 220.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm like that.
Bro, David is like literally like
a bowl at bowling.
Yeah,
bro, the man.
Bro, you can tell him.
Is like decent. Cold in the casino too. Like
yeah, cold in the casino.
Come on, bro. Like, bro, you gotta get me right.
Yeah,
we definitely gotta like.
I was like an astronaut, lawyer.
A lawyer?
No.
Yeah, lawyer. Like
lawyer,
an attorney, a burger maker. Yeah,
tuna.
Everything.
No,
God. But that's lit though.
I'm not gonna get on this topic of. Casino for we'll save that for a different episode.
Yeah.
All right,
but like this man was raw is raw as fuck at the casino. Him and his dad, especially his dad, like
bro, it's
respectfully
so crazy.
Bro.
That's lit.
Because like I said, I grew up in the casino, bro. Like you know, okay, so
that
like,
sounds illegal. But
like literally born taking right to the casino.
Yeah, like born in the casino.
Yeah.
No, so
save that topic. I'm just saying.
So my dad, like I said, he worked for the WPT and he always like dealt poker.
Yeah.
So he sometimes just got really busy and he just like when I was like 12, 13, he would have to take me to these poker games to like watch me because my mom would be working. So I would just like watch as a 13-year-old kid people play poker.
That's lit.
And
this man going
and and me and my brother, we would just get bored because we were like 3-4 hours like at a time just watching people play poker, so we would learn and play on our own, and eventually we got good, and people that lost the tournament would go back or like go to our table and start playing with us, and then sooner than you know it they're getting their ass whooped by a 13-year-old. Like imagine losing a poker tournament like as a 35-year-old man and then going to the loser's table and then getting beat by a 13-year-old kid.
Like, literally just getting off work and you stressing, you got bills to pay.
Yeah, you got bills to
you
pay.
Go to the poker game.
Lose all your money.
That's where you messed
and then,
up there.
And then you transfer to the table and then you get beat by a 13-year-old kid. and his brother.
Crash out.
Yeah. Like, my 13th people got the whole pissed. Table. People genuinely got pissed. I'm a loser. And my dad caught on to it. He was like, dude, you're like that. Like, what the fuck? And like, you're like a poker prodigy.
No, for real.
Yeah. So I started playing more and more, and I just got like really fucking good at it. And by the time I turned 18, I just like totally let it go. And then I just like rebuttaled it.
Well, get back right and teach me then, because I'm trying to get right.
Yeah, no. Yeah. We will. We'll go to Vegas. We'll go to Hard Rock. Everything.
Get back right, bro, for real.
Man. But I feel like, yep.
What a beautiful episode.
Yep.
Well, we're going to have to end this. We're going to have to end this real quick.
The aura was getting there, though. Yeah. It was getting there.
We're going to say this another time.
Soon come, though. More. Yeah. Trust.
On the way. A lot.
We got Jaden. He's like the last little ingredient for this cooked
brand. You know what I'm saying? He's
like the garnish on top.
The garnish.
We had the whole pot.
This S-word behavior again. Garnish.
But we had the whole meal, and he was just like the little garnish on top. I mean, you know, we're gonna have more episodes. You're gonna see him on the food truck. You're gonna, you know,
we lit. Catch us outside, man.
Yep,
for real.
We got so much more content planned.
Stay tuned.
Not just podcast. All right, we're definitely expanding.
We'll do a lot of announcements later.
Yeah.
Just keep your eyes on us.
So you know. All right.
You know what I'm saying. My name is Zeus.
Dibble.
Little Next Door.
Lottie.
And we'll see you guys next time. Thank you guys so much. Stay cooked.
Stay cooked.